Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Carty reaches second base with a double. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Torre reaches second base with a double. Carty scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carty. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Cannell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeLahaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahaz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Cardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive to center field. May throws towards first. Oliver fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliver. Cannell goes all the way around to score. Christopher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Bob Sadowski now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahas juggles the ball. That's an error on DeLahas. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Hickman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahas fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. There goes Smith trying to get to third. Aaron throws the ball into De La Haz, who tags Smith for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. It's 7-4, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Al Jackson. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness takes first base on ball four. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0-for-1 in the game. De La Haz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. De La Haz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Torre and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. De La Haz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. May reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Torre moves to second. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Torre moves to third. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Torre scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Mets. Ty Cline pinch hits for Bob Sadowski. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing first base. Bobby Tyfenauer now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Aaron reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May scores. Aaron moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-6, Mets. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Bobby Tyfenauer. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 6. The Mets will come to bat. Chichi Olivo now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLajas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLajas hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou pinch hits for Frank Bowling. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-1 in the game. Cline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Cline reaches third base with a triple. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cline scores. It's Braves, 7, Mets, 7. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Menke moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Menke scores. May moves to third. It's 8-7, Braves. Carl Willie now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aaron. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Aaron steals second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Woody Woodward now playing second base. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLajas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLajas juggles the ball. That's an error on DeLajas. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Billy Heft now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 7. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Frank Thomas now playing third base. Charlie Smith now playing shortstop. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Braves. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Hunter now pitching. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-4 in the game. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Woodward reaches third base with a triple. Heft goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Braves. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Woodward scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 11-7, Braves. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klein. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Cannell applying the tag. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeLaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 11, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.